Right now, back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Houston Oilers defensive back Bubba McDowell. Let me remind you about Bubba's background. He's from the small town of Fort Gaines, Georgia, which is in the southwest part of the state. Population 1,107, according to the last census. Played his college ball at the University of Miami, where he was a part of their 1987 national championship team. Was a third-round draft pick in 1989 by the Houston Oilers. And he played in the league from 89 to 95 for the Oilers and the Panthers. And over the course of his NFL career, he had 486 tackles, 17 interceptions. He forced 10 fumbles, recorded one safety, and scored one touchdown. He's currently the assistant head coach and defensive backs coach at a school that's near and dear to our hearts, Prairie View A&M. And we are honored he is back with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Bubba, Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Wow, we're fantastic, Bubba. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. We're just trying to get ready for Rice this weekend. And it'll kick off on ESPN, too. So we're just getting these young bucks ready to go against a good team.
Yeah, that's, you know, as I was looking over the schedule, I was surprised that you guys are starting out, you know, this Saturday night. But you guys are at Rice. They're a Division One school. You guys are in the FCS, which is Division One AA. Rice is going to come into that game on a 10-game losing streak going back to last season. And, you know, some people may discount Rice, Bubba, but, you know, they're not traditionally a powerhouse, but you don't have to go back too far. They went to a bowl game three straight years from 2012 to 2014, won 10 games in 2013, along with a Conference USA championship. So, talk about getting prepared for that game. You guys are both coming in with new head coaches.
I'm pretty sure Mike's going to do a great job over there. Yeah, from what I've been hearing, friends talk about Rice and getting things done over there. He's doing a great job over there. He's got a great staff. You know, he brought in Jerry Mack, you know, with NC State, great offensive-minded guy. So, and he's an offensive-minded guy as well. So it's going to be a battle. I mean, you know, we got one of the greats, so in the SWAC, you know, with Coach Dooley, Eric Dooley, you know, who's won many championships, you know, at Grambling and, you know, and Arkansas Pine Bluff. So we're going to see who's going to be the better team out there, you know, Saturday night. And we know that they're going to come in and try to pound us, you know, and we just got to be able to hold our own on defense, you know, and try to get that offense, you know, a chance to score some points.
Yeah, and Bubba, as you mentioned, Eric Dooley coming over. He was the offensive coordinator at Grambling State. And, you know, you guys had a good season last year. You finished 7-4. So now you've got Coach Dooley coming in. Talk about what, you know, what your expectations are. You building off that 7-4, do you feel good about the opportunity this season that you guys can get yourselves into the 1AA playoffs?
I really do. Only because of the athletes we have now. We were pretty young last year, and, you know, a lot of growing pains last year. Games that we should have won that we end up losing in the end, you know, due to, you know, young bucks' mistakes. So, I mean, and just coming back off of this good spring and having a good camp so far. Has been really uplifting to see these young guys, you know, buy into what Coach Dooley wants to do, and Ted White, who's the offensive coordinator, wants to do in that offense. And again, we got the athletes to do it, and just got to get the ball to them, and you know, defensively, because Henry Miller, who was with Dooley at Pine Bluff when they won the championship there, we're pretty young up front, but we got a lot of veteran guys in the back half. So, and hopefully, those guys will be able to help us out big time, you know, come 6 o'clock Saturday night.
And Bubba, talk about the guys on the back half, your defensive backs. Who are some of the guys we should be keeping an eye on this season?
Well, you got Juice Parker, who, you know, who's been rated now for All-American twice. He's been announced to two All-American teams for the SWAC. He's going to be an upcoming young guy, but I say young because he plays young, you know, he plays kind of slow, but he's very, very football savvy. And they got Jalen Harris back there, who's a sophomore, who's, very quick, not as tall as most cornerback coaches would want the guys to be, but he's very, very feisty kid back there, very technique sound. And the good thing about it, got a lot of young bucks like Sonny Williams, back from off his shoulder surgery, who started in Rice 2 years ago, started at Rice and had a good game in that game. And got a couple of young bucks that's going to play quite a bit. Logan Jackson back there. And so, you know, we got a good staff, good little crew back there. And we hope that we can definitely hold our own. But we know that, you know, if we can hold our own back there on the back end, you know, it'll help that front end out quite a bit.
Bob, questions for Bubba?
Hey, Bubba, it's great to speak with you. Chris had mentioned your third-round draft pick in the 89 draft. That was the Jerry Glanville 89 team, and our friend Chris Dishman was on that team. But I'm, yeah. I want to know any of the other guys on that squad, Bubba, who kind of might have taken you under their wing and made your transition to the NFL a little better.
Oh, well, you know, without a doubt, Alonzo Highsmith, you know we mm-hmm. have a deal where you know, Miami guys, you know, well, Alonzo got drafted by the Oilers, you know, and he was kind of instrumental in getting me drafted there with Hollaback. And when they drafted me, we kind of set a little thing going there. Whoever get drafted from Miami, they get to stay with the current guy that's on the team for 2 years, you know, or until they get married off, you know. And again, I was with Alonzo for 2 years until he got married to his wonderful wife Denise. So I started doing that with Michael Barrow. You know, and he started doing that when he was there as well. So he was, Alonzo was very instrumental to me. And we, like I said, we're great friends and buddies to this day, you know. And now, you know, he's at Cleveland now. So we talk quite a bit.
And you played every game in your rookie year, Bubba, and picked off four passes. So you proved yourself very quickly. Did you notice the following year opposing offenses treating you any different because of your success as a rookie?
No. I mean, they were still. I was still, you know, kind of that guy that they thought was undersized that they can pick on, you know. But you know, as Nick Saban told me, you know, the second year there, you know, he kind of pulled me aside and said, you know, you came in, you did had a good rookie season. Now you got to continue to build on that, and you know, the little things that you need to do are just kind of, you know, just be in the right place, you know, and leverage wise, you know. And I didn't understand that then, coming until he left. And then the more and more I thought about it and started practicing that, you know, at practice, you know, it became more and more familiar with me, just being in the right place and using good leverage more so when I'm doing the run support, because a lot of times I would, guys would come in and I would take on big linemen. So, and I would just go right into them and shoot, they would just gobble me up. So I just started using my skills, leverage, you know, to get around them and make tackles.
Bubba, when we take a look back at some of your time at the U, right? When you guys were there, you were dominant in college football.
Yeah.
You won a national championship there, very nearly two more. So curious to get your thoughts on your alma mater. What are you expecting from Miami this season?
A lot. I'm thinking a lot, you know, coming up in last year. So, you know, and if you know Miami guys, we expect nothing less than the best from those guys. And we know that, you know, Rick is doing a heck of a job over there, him and his staff. So, you know, they got the new indoor facility going up. I think it's almost finished now. So, you know, look, they got everything they need now to get back on track to where they were. And again, we know that, you know, they're not the Miami of old. Now they got to go ahead and set. They started last year, so that crew now has to go ahead and set their own trend, you know, what they want to establish there at the University of Miami or the U, and make it their own. You know, and I think if they continue to do that, which I think they will, you know, because now he's starting to get a lot of the athletes stay home, you know, come back to Miami, which in the past they weren't doing that. We was letting a lot of kids leave that area. And it's always good when you can keep kids in state, you know, at home, and you know, they just play a lot harder.
And Bubba, you guys handed Oklahoma their only loss in 85 and 86, and for the national championship in 87. Was there something about their style of offense or how that team played that you guys were able to just sort of figure out and allowed you to exploit that and be dominant over them, if you will?
I think we're just more of a Miami, you know, athletes, or those guys just wanted to beat them so bad, you know. And again, it was just trash talking, you know, throughout the week, you know, Jimmy would come in and give us like clips of the guys, you know, of people saying stuff in the paper about us, what we can't do, that, you know, we can't do this, you know, and that just made guys even more madder, man. And again, you know, the mighty Oklahoma versus the University of Miami, who, you know, previous year just came off the national championship. So, we was nothing compared to that dominant team or school back in the day, you know. So, again, it was just, you know, those guys, you know, figuring out, you know, we got to make our own way, you know, make our own team, you know. And again, those guys played like it was no tomorrow. And that's how we played to the year that I left. That was the good thing about, you know, playing around those guys, because it was all about football, man. It was all about teammate, you know, camaraderie. And you can tell them guys that, you know, that we weren't going to go out and win the game. But a lot of times I tell my kids today, I say, shoot, man, sometimes we've had the game won before we even snapped the ball.
And Bubba, as I was looking around on your game logs and the things that you achieved in the NFL, your first career interception came off of former Hurricane Bernie Kosar. I'm imagining that's something that you remind Bernie about every now and then.
Yeah, when I see him, you know, I haven't had a chance to. And I hear those guys are, you know, at the spring game quite a bit. You know, we always have a big outing, you know, during the spring game there in Miami. And I just haven't had a chance to get down there. But true, when I see him, I definitely will remind him, you know, because, again, it was my first one. I still got the football up in my game room now. So, you know, it made me feel that much, you know, confident that I can play, you know, on that level. Because, I mean, before that, I was just out there playing, you know. But, you know, getting that interception and, again, Nick giving me advice about, you know, where to be and just watching film. And the more film I watched, the more comfortable I feel out there in the field. So it helped me out as far as being in the right place at the right time.
Bob, one more for Bubba before we let him go.
Sure, Bubba, you played over 100 NFL games, a very successful seven-year career, but you think back on it, you're done with playing the game you love by the age of 30. Was that a major, major tough transition for you, Bubba?
No,
did you go out on your own term?
No, Bob, you said it right. You hit it on the head, man. And that's what I always said. I always wanted to go out on my own terms, you know, but, you know, the Achilles tendon took me out. Man, it's like, you know, because I always say, you know, hopefully I can get at least 10 in, and then from there, you know, it'll be a plus. But it was a hard transition for me, you know, because I actually thought, you know, when I tore the Achilles tendon when I was leaving Carolina that summer and, you know, went to Philly, tried out there. And then end up ripping it a little bit the last preseason game against Pittsburgh, and then got cut. You know, and I'm like, oh man, you know, it hit me hard, and it actually took me probably about a good 2 years before I actually started watching football again. You know, I actually took up golf. You know, at that point, you know, it hit me hard, because I honestly thought I was going to get surgery, come back, you know, get back in shape, you know, and be back on that football field. But that wasn't the case. So, yeah, it hit me pretty hard.
Bubba, before we let you go, how can our listeners stay up to date with all the great things that you're doing, whether it's online or it's over social media?
Well, I mean, I don't be on social media quite a bit. You know, I'm on it now, more so now, because, you know, the kids, they're on it, so I have, you know, as far as recruiting tool, I have to be on it, and, you know, that's on my Twitter account, and that's McDowell_Bubba. So if you want to hit me there, follow me there. Like I said, I don't tweet a lot, but I do tweet, you know, and of course, if you hit me up, I'm definitely going to hit you back, and I'll shoot a couple of inspirational words every now and then. So that's the best way to follow me.
Well, Bubba, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule to come back and be a part of the show. It's always a thrill for Bob and I to get to spend some time with you. We hope you'll come back and join us again, hopefully, whether it's during the season or just after the season. But we'll be following you and Prairie View A&M, and wish you guys a lot of luck this upcoming season.
I appreciate it, guys. I love you guys, man, what you do. Y'all keep up the good work. And anytime you want me back, you got my number. Just give me a call.
Thanks. Good luck.
We appreciate that, Bubba, very much. Take care. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you, Bubba. That's a great Bubba McDowell and Bob, you know, I was surprised to see that they, their first game of the season is this upcoming Saturday. I thought, you know, maybe there was another week to go before that, but, going up against Rice, and I'll tell you what, I got a good feeling about, Prairie View A&M, you know, certainly with our good friend Willie Simmons, you know, coming off of, you know, his years there and now, like we say, over at Florida A&M, but Bubba's a heck of a coach, was a heck of a player. And, you know, if that defense, you know, comes up just like, he was talking about, I think they're going to build off that 7-4. And I got a feeling we're going to see them in the, 1AA playoffs this year.
Yeah, I agree. What Willie Simmons did is kind of get that program where it had to be, Chris. And now you have guys, former NFL guys coming after him on that coaching staff. And, it looks like they're going to be around to stay.
Yeah. And, you know, all the great things that Bubba and those teams from the U achieved, unbelievable in that dominance over Oklahoma and the great things that they achieved. So kudos to those kids. They got a great coach, and hopefully they appreciate the fact of what a talented guy Bubba was, and what a great coach he is. So look forward to having him back on the show again real soon.